Subject this morning is Armageddon. We want to consider this morning the subject of Armageddon. And firstly, we want to consider the world view of Armageddon, and then the Bible view of Armageddon. That is what the Bible says about Armageddon. Now, the world view of Armageddon is that there will be World War III, resulting in an all-out nuclear war, where the earth and all its inhabitants, human and animal, are destroyed by the fallout of the radiation. Or there's another view of a World War III resulting in all-out germ warfare, where all human life is destroyed by an incurable virus, which the world calls the apocalypse, which definition means the complete final destruction of the world. But apocalypse is a Greek word meaning revelation, an unveiling or unfolding of things not previously known. Now, the Bible view of Armageddon, which we find firstly in Revelation chapter 16, Revelation chapter 16 and verse 16. And in this verse is the only the location of Armageddon is given. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the word Armageddon is generally interpreted as meaning the mountain of Megiddo. And Megiddo is located on the north side of the plain of Jezreel and is often referred to in the Old Testament as a military stronghold. Now turn with me to Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11. Revelation chapter 19 verse 11, which reads, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all fowls were filled with their flesh. And chapter 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the, witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadths of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and be tormented day and night forever and ever. In these verses, we see that the Bible view of Armageddon is really the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to the earth, which the world in general seems to know nothing about. In my own experience, I find that none of my family, friends, associates, and work colleagues have not heard or are aware of the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ's return to this earth. And I suspect that you all have the same experience regarding your own family, friends, and associates and colleagues, that they knew nothing about the return of the Lord. Yeah. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, there are over 300 prophecies concerning the first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom fulfilled them all. And then we're told there are a ratio of 7 to 1 for the promise of the Lord's return to the earth. That would be over 2,000 references to the return of the Lord to the earth. Amen. And the Lord once again shall fulfill them all. In AD 70, when Roman general Titus destroyed Jerusalem and dispersed the Jews throughout the Roman Empire, Israel did not exist for the next 2,000 years. But in 1948, after the Balfour Declaration, Israel once again became a homeland for the Jews. And Israel once again being a country, a homeland for the Jews, is a potent sign to the world that the Bible prophecy is on track. We as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are looking for the return of the Lord to the earth, which we read of in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51 we read, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Philippians 3 and verse 20 we read, For our conversation or citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. In these verses we see that the Lord will come to the air, and the trumpet shall sound, and the bodies of all the dead believers in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and shall be reunited with their soul and spirits, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 6, which reads, Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And all the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who are alive at this time shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye, and they shall all receive a body fashioned like unto his glorious body, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then we believers must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in the body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In these verses we see that every believer must stand before the judgment seat of Christ and have their works judged. All selfish work will be burned in the fire of the Lord's judgment, but all work done for the Lord shall abide the fire, and there shall be a reward for the work that abides the fire. This reward is not money, wealth, or material things. This reward is a position. This reward determines how you and I as a believer will take part in the worldwide government of the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns to the earth to rule in righteousness from Jerusalem for 1,000 years, and then after in the eternal kingdom, and from New Jerusalem in the new heaven and the new earth. At what level then that we are able to take part in the government and administration of the Lord's worldwide rule is determined by how we as believers serve the Lord in our present life.
Amen.
After that, we have been called home or raptured. Then it is too late to improve.
Yeah.
For as we have seen, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Then in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8 we read, "Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord consumes with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. For even him who's coming after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they may all might be damned or judged, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Then in Revelation chapter 13, verse 13, we read, "And he doth great wonders, so that he make a fire come down from heaven on the earth in sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and on their foreheads, and that no man may buy or sell, save he that have the mark or the name of the beast, and the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. Then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Yeah.
Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." Then in John chapter 5, verse 5, we read, "I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. When another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive." Then in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, we read, "70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sin, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even the troublous times. And after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, destructions are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblations to cease. For the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. In these verses we see that when the believers are caught up together in clouds to meet with the Lord in the air, we see that as every believer is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, that when the believers leave the earth, that also the influence of the Holy Spirit upon this earth also leaves with the believers, so that the way is clear for the man of sin, the son of perdition, the beast, the Antichrist, to be revealed. And the Lord will send strong delusion that those who remain upon the earth shall believe his lie. He shall do miracles and lying wonders, and those who do not receive his mark on their hands or their foreheads, they shall not be able to buy or sell, and eventually they will be killed. The beast will make a covenant with Israel for 7 years, and he will be accepted as their Messiah, and he will be worshipped as the same. But after 3.5 years, he will turn against Israel and try to kill them all. And during these 7 years of the rule of the Antichrist, there will be 144,000 Jews sealed, 12,000 each of the 12 tribes of Israel, who will preach the gospel at this time, Revelation 7 and 4. Then in Revelation 14 and 6, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of the waters. Then in Revelation chapter 11 verse 3 we read, and I will give power unto my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the 2 olive trees and the 2 candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7 and 9. And in these verses we see a great multitude saved through the preaching of the 144,000, the angel and the 2 witnesses. Then in Revelation chapter 6, 7 and 8, we read of the 7 seal judgments. Then in Revelation chapter 8 and 9, the 7 trumpet judgments, after which the earth is near in the state how the world imagines Armageddon to be. There's great destruction during the great tribulation. And the 6th angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the 6th angel, which had the trumpet, loose the 4 angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the 4 angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the 3rd part of men. Verse 20, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And again in these verses we see that neither by the gospel preaching of the 144,000, nor by the gospel preaching of the angel, nor by the gospel preaching of the witnesses, nor by the seven vile judgments, nor by the seven trumpet judgments, that there are millions who still don't believe or won't believe and ask the Lord Jesus to save them. And who so these that won't believe are they who, when the Lord returns, shall be taken. Luke chapter 17, verse 34, the Lord speaking. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be gardening together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. The ones taken shall be consumed by the brightness of his coming, and the ones left shall go into the millennial kingdom. Then in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, we read, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd delivereth his sheep from the goats, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And verse 41, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And in these verses we again see those who have been saved during the tribulation entering the millennial kingdom, and those unbelievers enter into the everlasting punishment. All who will enter the millennial kingdom shall be saved. And during the Lord's 1,000-year reign, when there will be perfect justice for all, many millions of children shall be born. Then, as we have read this morning in Revelation chapter 20, that when the 1,000 years are complete, that Satan is released from the bottomless pit where he was chained, he finds followers who in number are as the sand of the sea, who will attack the camp of the saints, and fire comes down from heaven and consumes them. And Satan is cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. Then in Revelation 19:11, the great white throne and the second resurrection, where all the dead, small and great, are judged and cast into the lake of fire to be tormented forever, which is the second death. Then in Revelation 21, a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth are passed away, and the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, and the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these are true and faithful. These are a few of the references to the Lord's return. There's many, many more. We've just scratched the surface this morning. The world view of Armageddon is death and the end of the world. The Bible view of Armageddon is eternal life in the new heaven and the new earth with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Do you close in prayer?
Thank you, Lord. Glory, Lord, for thy word. Thy word is crucial. Amen. Dear Lord, this morning, given us here, outline of things to come. Exactly as they say in the Holy Scripture. I ask that, I thank you, Lord, to say that God be true and everyone aware. This word has many views, our Lord, like this morning, many things, all wrong of you. But thank you, Lord, for outline of this whole thing. We pay thy name for the challenge to those who are outside the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. They'll realize, Lord, indeed, that they reject the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior of Aaron. But the Lord Jesus Christ raptured out the church, yes, I think it's promised. They'll be stay behind, be given over to strong delusion, to believe the big lie of the Antichrist, and begin to the tribulation period. And that maybe even an Antichrist army, up to face called Armageddon, to condemn forever the sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord, thy word makes it very clear, that there are now no judgment, no condemnation. They have not tried Jesus.
Yes.
That God has not appointed us who are saved unto wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We shall be delivered from the wrath to come, and we thank the Lord for that. We praise thy name for the clear outline this morning, and we thank the Lord for it according to thy precious word of truth. But as already mentioned, there are over 200 prophecies in the Old Testament concerning our precious Savior's first advent. Somebody has well said in statistics, Lord, of computerized technology, for one man to fulfill only 8 of these promises in one lifetime was one of 100,000 billion, almost absolutely impossible. We thank you, the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled every single one of them.
Yes.
And also we know, Lord, that he fulfilled every single one of these promises made this morning in the Holy Scriptures at a second advent. And we praise thy name and thank you, Lord, for that.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, this morning indeed, and thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of thy word, Lord, and thy word is truth. And we thank and praise thy name, Lord, it's great to be saved. And we now realize this great salvation we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has delivered us from all judgment. And our yet we will be in the millennial kingdom, ruling and reigning with our precious Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, because we have been redeemed by his precious blood, which he shed for us at Calvary. And also on top of all that, when the Lord Jesus Christ takes a new heaven, a new earth, and dwell of righteousness, we will be there eternally, also forever, with the Lord and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, for those not yet saved and not saved, who are rejecting Christ, rejected right now, that this is the time now, the day of salvation, before it's too late, because the rapture could take place at any moment. And we thank and praise thy name for thy truth and our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, precious and blessed one for his name, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Bert.